The police woman who is suspected to have leaked confidential information on the alleged finding of Castro in a hospital in Togo could be dismissed or denied salary for a number of months if found guilty. The police woman, Corporal Zafira, is currently on interdiction whilst investigations are continuing. The Director of Public Affairs, DSP Sefa Sasa, however, told Radio Ghana that the action against the police woman does not in any way mean the musician has been found. He spoke to Bubu Klinogu.
The police administration has interdicted a police woman for suspectedly having leaked confidential information to the public.
Does it mean that Castro had been found and then she was not supposed to give her the information?
At all. What happened that in response to our request to the general public, furnish police with information or pieces of information that could lead to the finding of Castro and the French, we've been receiving hints and leaks. And one of the leaks that we had was that the musician had been found in a hospital in Lomé. As part of our effort to ascertain the veracity of the information, the police did our internal communication call wireless message to be relayed with the Volta Regional Police Commander to take steps to verify the information on the police administration's behalf. And the mode of communication is to relay the information via what we call wireless message. And the officer involved in the center of this was one of the officers that relayed the information. And it is suspected that she is the one who leaked the information to the public after having relayed the information to the appropriate topic.
Is she suspected? So have you done any investigation to confirm that?
Yeah, investigation is underway. And what we call it, her attitude, if she did it, contravenes Police Service Act 350 of 1970, Section 17J, which stipulates that it is a misconduct for a police officer to divulge confidential information persons not authorized to receive it. It is on this provision that we are holding her. And it is for this reason that we have interdicted her. The interdiction is not a punishment. It is a step to ask you to step aside so that you will not interfere with investigations into your conduct, one, and also to give you enough time to avail yourself for investigation. And after investigation, if nothing adverse is found against you, you'll be restored to your former position as if nothing happened. But if something adverse is found against, then you'll be taken through our internal justice system, and then when found culpable, accordingly punished. So the interdiction is not a punishment, it's a means of investigation.
Looking at her offense, what is the likely punishment if she is found to be culpable?
There are so many options available. I don't know which particular one which will be applicable in this particular instance. But we have dismissal, we have removal. Removal is also dismissal, but you go with all your entitlement. Then we also have reduction in rank. We have suspension of salaries for a period of time. They are all available, but depending on the magnitude of the offense, the adjudicating officer or the adjudicating body will determine which one to ascribe.
How soon will you conclude the investigation into this particular matter?
As soon as possible. The investigation has taken off in a whirlwind, so I hope that before long we should finish.